Okay, we're going to start the last parak of Yuma on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So what we'll do tonight is we'll try to get through Ayin Dalad. That'll be the first Daf. It's only half of Amud on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. It moves pretty quickly. The beginning is a little bit challenging, but we'll get through it, and then the rest is pretty smooth sailing. So let's begin. The Mishnah at the beginning of the eighth parak of Yuma, parak Yuma Kippurim, the first seven Prakim spoke about the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're talking about the various Isurim that apply to us, of the eating and drinking and whatnot, with Nogeh Bizman Hazeh. So the Mishnah begins, the parak begins, Yom HaKippurim Aser B'Achila B'Shasiyah B'Chitza B'Sich V'Nias HaSandil B'Tashir Jamita. There are six things it's really viewed as. Five things that are Aser. Eating and drinking is viewed as one unit. That's Aser. Bathing is Aser. Sicha, rubbing oil, is Aser. Nias HaSandil, wearing leather sandals or shoes, is Aser. And Tashir Jamita is Aser. These are the five things that are Aser. And the Mishnah says, V'hamelech v'akala yirchutzu p'neim. A king and a kala, a woman who just got married within 30 days of her wedding, these two individuals are allowed to wash their faces. And the reason is, you look at Rashi, says, Melech is allowed to, darcho shvachu, it's his way, and it's praising its shvachu for him. Leos, no, he has to be presentable. And Gemara quotes, Rashi quotes a pasuk. And a kala, says Rashi, tzricha noi achetich aviv al baila. She has to look presentable and be attractive to her husband for the first 30 days that he's interested in her. So the first 30 days of the kala, she could also wash her face, even on Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah says, achaya tinol es hasandal, achaya, a woman who just gave birth. So since she is a little sick and needs to recover, she's allowed to wear leather shoes. That's all divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Those three exceptions are the melech, the kala, and the chaya, is all only according to Rabbi Eliezer. But Chachamim Osrim, they say even for those individuals, the washing of the face and the yoledes wearing leather shoes is aser as well. Mishnah then says, Ha'ochel kikoseves hagasa. A person who eats that amount of sheer, large date, we'll get to this more detail later on in the parak, but one who eats that amount of food, kamoa, the kigarinasa, like the amount of the date, including the pit. We know dates have a large pit inside. So that full size, including the pit, that sheer, one would violate the itzer v'achila. Vashose mali lugmav, a person who were to drink cheekfuls of liquid, would be chayv on eating Yom Kippur as well. Kol ha'ochlin, all the eatings, mitstarfin l'kikoseves, all types of foods, whether it be dates, bread, meat, whatnot, can all be mitstarif to get that shear of kikoseves, of a date. And kol ha'mashkin mitstarfin l'mali lugmav. Oh, so all types of liquids can be added together to get to that shear of mali lugmav to be aser as well. And then the Mishnah finishes off saying, ha'ochl v'shose ein mitstarfin. But eating and drinking, you cannot mitstarif together. Foods can be mitstarif, liquids can be mitzdarif, but to combine drinks and foods together, that we say is not mitzdarif. So that's the first Mishnah. So Gemara says, Aser, why does the Mishnah say it's Aser to do all these things, eating and drinking and whatnot? Onesh karisu. This is an Iser. The Torah tells us, a person who eats on Yom Kippur, he gets karis. So the Mishnah should have been a little more severe and say, one who eats gets karis. Why does it only say that it's Aser to do these things and not the punishment as well?
What do you say when it's
it would say, Ha'ochel v'shos of Yom Kippur, chayiv karis. So it should have said that, but it says it's only aser, implying there is no onesh karis. So Amar Rabbi Ila, v'yisema Rabbi Yirmiya, lo nitzacha ela l'chatzi shir. This only applies to chatzi shir. That what chatzi shir is, we know aser min ha-Torah, as we'll see in a second, it's aser to eat something even though it's less than a shir, that wouldn't result in karis. Karis only comes about when a person has the shir necessary. So we're talking about in the Mishnah that a chatzi shir is aser without there being karis. So the Gemara says, Hanicha.
Applying to the other Yisurim?
The other Yisurim, as we'll see later on the Gemara, that the karis only applies to eating and drinking.
Right.
Doesn't apply to other things. Okay. So other things, Yisur applies fine, but really
the
question.
The reason why I put it aser is because it's going to be listening all.
Gemara will answer that as one of the suggestions, yeah. So the Gemara says, Hanich l'man damer, this all makes sense, chatzi shir asur min ha-Torah, if you assume chatzi shir is taka asur min ha-Torah, if you hold that way. El l'man damer chatzi shir mutter min ha-Torah. The opinion who says that it's actually mutter to eat a half a shir on a deraisa level, ma'ik l'meimar. So why does the Mishnah say there's no such thing as asur, it's either karis or nothing. There's no middle ground. D'itmar, as we have a well-known machlokas, Chatzi shir Rabbi Yochanan amar asav min ha-Torah, Rabbi Rish Lakish amar motav min ha-Torah. It's a machlokitz Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So anichal Rabbi Yochanan. So this Mishnah makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatzi shir as asav min ha-Torah. So the Mishnah says Aser and doesn't say Karis, it's referring to the Chatishir. How are you going to explain what he says? He doesn't hold of such a concept, the Chatishir. So Gemara says, Moder Reish Lakish Sha'asim Midirabanan. Meaning Reish Lakish holds on a Deraisha level, there is no such thing as Chatishir. The Rabbanan said it's Aser to have Chatishir. So when the Mishnah says, Yom HaKippur Ma'aser Ba'achil V'Shasir, it's referring to there's an Isim Midirabanan to eat or to drink less than a Shir. Everyone agrees though, if you have a Shir of eating and drinking, then you would get Karis. Our mission is not talking about Karis, the mission is talking about Isser. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's talking about Isser Midirais of Chatishir. And according to Reish Lakish, he's referring to Isser Midirabanan of Chatishir. Okay, so now after establishing that Reish Lakish agrees that Chatishir is Asser Midirabanan, so asks Gemara now a very tricky question. Ihachi, if that's the case, Lo Nechayiv Aleha Karban Shvuah. One should not be Chayiv Karban Shvuah. So background for a second. For us, it's also to eat treif. So the halacha is that I cannot make a shvua to not eat something that's already asr to me. It's mushba mehar Sinai. So already the Torah I accepted, we all were there at Kabbalah Satorah, we all accepted upon ourselves to follow the 613 mitzvahs. So now I can't make a shvua on top of the already existing isr. So let's say this is treif. I say it's asr for me to eat this piece of a pig. The shvua is not chal because it's already asr. I can only say it's asr for me to eat this piece of cow since it's mutter to me. That shvua is chal on something mutter. That's the general rule. So now the Gemara says, "Alama ganihachi lo nichayv aleha karban shvua." There shouldn't be a chiv shvua. So let's say, again, before I read through it, it's good to get more background. So let's say I have a chatishir. Here's a half a shear of a pig, half a kazai is a pig right here. So if it's already asr chatishir is asr min haTorah. So if I say I'm making a shvua that I can't eat this chatishir pig, it's not going to be a good shvua because it's already asr to eat a chatishir. If you hold a chatishir is mutter, then I can have the shvua chal on the chatishir. But let's say I say it's chatishir is asr midirabanan. So then still, even though it's asr midirabanan, it's still asr, that shvua isn't chal on an isr midirabanan either. And that's a concept. What's the concept called? What's every isr midirabanan is really an isr deraisa. Anyone know the pasuk, the source? What? Lo sasr. The Torah says lo sasr. Don't turn away from the chachamim. So whatever the chachamim say is asr, that becomes a level of deraisa. So every derabanan has some deraisa connection. That's a whole machlokas Ramam Ramban had to understand that. So when chachamim say, according to Reish Lakish, that a chatishir is asr midirabanan, that has some deraisa effect also. So therefore, if I make a shvua on this chatishir pig, it shouldn't be chal, even according to Reish Lakish, who holds chatishir is asr midirabanan. So that's the Gemara is building on now. So again, Ihachi, if Reish Lakish holds a chatishir is asr midirabanan, lo nechayiv aleha karban shvua. You shouldn't be chayiv a karban shvua. If I make a shvua on a chatishir and I violate it, I shouldn't be chayiv a karban shvua because a shvua shouldn't be chal on a chatishir, even according to Reish Lakish. If that's the case, alama tanan. Why does the Mishnah tell us in Masechta Shavuos? Shvua shlo achal va'achal. Nevelus v'trefos, shkatzim v'ramasim. I make a shvua that I will not eat anything. And I go ahead and I eat something nevela or treif, something that's asr to eat. I'm chai for violating the shvua because I ate something. I said a shvua I can't eat and I ate food. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says I'm poter. Why? I took a shvua not to eat and I ate. So he says havinam ba amai chayiv mushba me omin bahar sinahi. So how come Rabbanan say I'm chayiv on the shvua? Right. I took a shvua I can't eat. I went ahead and ate treif and nevela. The shvua is not chal on treif and nevela because it's already asr to me. A shvua can't be chal on an already existing isr. So I shouldn't be chay the carbon shvua. So Gemara explains, Rav Ushmuel of Rabbi Yochanan, these three Amorim all explained, Amri, Bechol dvarim hamutarim im dvarim haasurim. I included mutter foods in asr foods. So the klal is that ein isr chal isr. If I already have an existing isr of treif, I can't put a shvua on top of that. Ein isr chal isr. But let's say I have mutter foods. So I'm including mutter foods and asr foods together. So once a shvua can be chal on the mutter foods, it's also going to be chal on the asr foods. If I only took a shvua on treif, which already is asr, the shvua won't be chal. But once I expand it to even mutter foods, so as long as a shvua has some place to be chal on, in this case the cow meat, then it's also going to be chal through that same shvua, even on the things that are already asr, like the treif and nevela. So since I took a shvua, that's chal on the treif. When I eat the treif, I'm chayv a carbon shvua for violating the shvua that I took upon myself.
What does this have to do with this Gemara?
So we'll see. We're going to come back. That's why it's a little bit confusing. This is tricky. This is really the only confusing part of the whole parak. And that's why it's hard to like start off this way. But we'll get through and then we'll put it behind us. Now, according to Rish Lakish, what?
I'm surprised you didn't ask me to give
tonight's shiur. Rish Lakish says, Amar. Rish Lakish says, no. It's a different interpretation. He says, Iyatamotzi el bin farish chati shir, valiba de rabbanon, obistam, valiba de rabbi kiva. Damar adam oser asma bechol shir. So let me explain outside, then we'll read it inside. Rish Lakish says, what happens is that no, you can make the shvuah on chati shir of a nevela, because he holds chati shir is mutter min haTorah. So I say, so if I could really eat the chati shir of a nevela, I'll make the shvuah on a chati shir. So that's what he's doing. That's why the shvuah is chal. If I took shvuah on a full piece of nevela, the shvuah won't be chal, because I'm ready usher to eat the nevela. But since Reish Lakish holds chati shir is mutter min haTorah, I can make a shvuah on the chati shir. That's what he holds. So now that can be accomplished in two ways. What the Gemara is pointing out here, there's two ways. How do I articulate a shvuah on a chatishir? So either I say I'm making a shvuah on a chatishir, that's how, or when I say I can't eat any food, what's the default understanding of that? So there's one opinion here, which is the opinion of the Rabbi Kiva. If I say I won't eat, it means I won't eat even a crumb. A stam statement means even on a chatishir. I don't have to articulate chatishir. I could say I won't eat nevela, and that implies a crumb, a piece of a nevela less than a chatishir. And then I think that shvua will be chal on a chatishir since Reish Lakish holds chatishir is mutter. That's the case.
Why is it mutter? It should be potter, not mutter. I mean, it's mutter to eat.
According to Reish Lakish, on a deraisa level it's mutter. Midirabanan it's aser, but on a deraisa level it's completely mutter lechachila. So now, so that's the case. So according to Reish Lakish, if I make a shvuah on a chatishir, that shvuah will be chal, and if I eat the nevela, I will be chayv a shvuah, carbon shvuah. So why though? If Reish Lakish really holds that chatishir is aser midirabanan, so there's an iser of lo saser to listen to chachamim, so there's an iser on the chatishir. The shvuah shouldn't be chal on the chatishir, even according to Reish Lakish, who holds aser midirabanan. How come Reish Lakish thinks that the shvua is chal? It must be that Reish Lakish thinks that even on a derabbanan level, chatishir is mutter, and that's why the shvua is chal on top of it. So then the Gemara says, if you're still with me, v'chi tema, maybe you're going to say, kevan de islay heter min haTorah, since it's chatishir is mutter on a deraisa level, according to Reish Lakish, kachayel karban shvua. So maybe that allows the shvua to be chal. Because Midaraisa Reish Lakish holds Chatishir's mutter. Maybe that's why. So that's everything's consistent. Reish Lakish holds Chatishir's mutter min haTorah. That's why Shvuah can be chal on top of a Chatishir. Happens to be the Chacham say that it's aser lemais, it's aser for me to eat. Midrabanan, I can't eat the Chatishir. But still the Shvuah can be chal because Midaraisa's mutter. Mar says it doesn't work that way. Because V'hatnan, another mission Shavuos tells us, Shavuos Ha'edus. What's Shavuos Ha'edus? Anyone know what Shavuos Ha'edus is? No, Shavuos Ha'edus. Shavuos Ha'edus is one of the Shavuos Deraisas. If I take a Shavua that I don't know any testimony, and it turns out that I lied, I did know a testimony about a certain case, I'm Chayv HaKarban Shavua. So Shavuos Ha'edus. So let's say I'm a puzzle to be an aid. For whatever, I'm a Karov, let's say. I think a shvuah that I don't know Eidus. And it turned out I do know Eidus. Do I have to bring a carbon shvuah? No, because I couldn't testify anyways. So look at the Gemara now. So hatnan shvuah sa'edus eino noheges ela beruin lahayid. Shvuah sa'edus only applies to a person who's able to testify. It can't be a karov, it can't be a apostle. So v'havinam ba, l'mutei mai, who's not subject to shvuah sa'edus? Who can't be an aid? Rapapa amar l'mutei melch. A king can't be an aid. It's a Mishnah. Anyone know where the Mishnah is? It says it can't be an aid, a melech? No one? Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Okay. Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us that a melech cannot be an aid. Fine. But Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar l'mu'utei mesachik b'kuvya. What's mesachik b'kuvya? What? A gambler. So again, why is a gambler puzzle? Deraisa or derabanan? Deraisa? Nope. Derabanan. Right. He didn't steal anything necessarily. He might have. Not that we have any gamblers in here, I hope. But not that he's really, he's not Aser Midiraisa, but there's an issue of Dirabanan, because we're concerned that he might steal, it's a Pop Sul Midirabanan. So Gemara says, "Vaha mesachik b'kuvya mideraisa mechse chazi." A gambler on a deraisa level is fit; he is able to testify, but only v'rabbanan hu tipaslu. The rabbanan disqualified him from testifying. V'lo kachayla leshvua. So you hear what's going on here? We're comparing shvuas eidus now to shvuas regular shvuah. So we want to know, we said before, the Reish Lakish, maybe he allows a shvuah to be chal and chatishir, because min haTorah chatishir is mutter, but midrabanan they say it's aser. So maybe the shvuah can be chal on the mutter part, because midrais is mutter. But Gemara says, no, shvuas eidus, by mesachik b'kuvya, he's mutter midraisa, and he's aser midrabanan to be an aid, but we see the shvuah is not chal. We don't look at the deraisa level, we look at the derabanan level.
It's not Reish Lakish, I mean, maybe it's not...
Reish Lakish is not going to argue in a Mishnah, though. So we see we don't go based on the deraisa level. We go out lemaisa. Lemaisa, what's the final word? Lemaisa, the edus is pasul midrabanan. So therefore, shvuas edus doesn't apply to mesachik b'kuvya. So too, by the case of chatishir, according to Reish Lakish, it's asur midrabanan. So the shvuah shouldn't be chal on it either. So how come Reish Lakish said that shvuah is chal on chatishir? He holds that's really asur to eat midrabanan chatishir. So the Gemara answers a question which we're not going to get the answer, we're not going to explain, it's lav lamdas here. But the Gemara says there's a fundamental difference between shuas ha'edus and a regular shuas. What's the difference? Shiny hasam is different over there by shuas ha'edus. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, im lo yagid. If he doesn't say, what's the entire Pasuk? The Pasuk says in the end of Parsha Vayikra, it says, v'nefesh ki secht v'shama kol Allah, who ate or ra or yada, if he saw, he knows something, Imlo yogid, if he doesn't testify, v'nasa avono, he has to bring a carbon. Imlo yogid, what do you mean imlo yogid? What else is he going to do? If we're talking about an aid, of course he's going to be speaking. What's the extra pasuk imlo yogid? Says the Gemara, v'hai la bar hagadahu klal. Only a person who's lamaisa able to speak. Since the mesachik b'kuvya, in the end of the day, we can't accept his hagadah, even though it's a reason for the rabbanon, they said that, but lamaisa, his hagadah doesn't go through, therefore there's no shvuas eidus. As opposed to the shvuah of Reish Lakish and Chatishir, we don't look at the psul midrabanan, we look at the deraisa level. Now, why that is requires, Rashi doesn't really tell us why this is. But there's a difference, there's a Chuvas Rabbi Kveger about this, but just accept this fundamental difference that Chuvas Eidus depends on whether Lemaisa you could actually give Eidus or not, whether the psul is deraisa or psul midrabanan. If you can't give a testimony, then the Chuvas Eidus isn't chal. When it comes to a shvuah on eating or drinking, we go based on the raisa level. The concept of mushva behar Sinai, that we were taken into account, we took a shvuah on Har Sinai to listen to all the Targ mitzvahs, that only applies to the raisas. But something like chatishir, which is mutter, behar Sinai, then that shvuah can be chal on that. Even though, Reish Lakish says later on there became an isser midrabanan chatishir, we go, the concept of shvuah goes back to Har Sinai. And again, since Har Sinai, according to Reish Lakish, Chatzishir is mutter min haTorah, the shvuah will be chal, according to Reish Lakish, even though lemaisa he holds chatzishir is aser min derabanan. Good? That's the hardest sugya in this pair. Fine. Now the Gemara asks, everything, as I said, should be really smooth, this point on. Good thing a lot of guys missed this year. V'chol heicha detani onish kares, lo tani aser. Now the Gemara had this assumption. The first question of the Gemara was, why does the Mishnah say it's usher to eat and drink? It should say it's an onish karis, so much more severe. Take it to the extreme. One gets karis for eating or drinking on Yom Kippur. And since it didn't say onish karis, we had to assume it must be talking about an isser of chatishir. The Gemara challenges this assumption. Is it really true whenever there's a onish karis, the Mishnah teaches onish karis and doesn't say usher? V'atane, but doesn't the Braisa say, commenting on this Mishnah, Afa pishamu aser bechulan, lo amru onish karis ela al haochel vishose vaosim malacha bilvad. Even though the Mishnah says aser, applying to all 5/6 cases of the Mishnah, the onish karis only applies to eating, drinking, and to doing malacha on this. So that implies that even though we're talking about onish karis, we're talking about a shir, not a chatishir. We're talking about where there is a kikoseves that's been eaten. Right, remember right now we're talking about when does a person get karis? Only if he eats the proper shear, the full shear of a kokosevis. So now the Braisa, which is qualifying the Mishnah, says, the Mishnah is talking about a case, when do you get karis? Only for eating and drinking. Which implies that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you ate a shear, of Kokoseves. It can no longer be a case of Chatishir. So now that we've established the Mishnah is talking about a case of eating the shir and where there's a karis, yet the Mishnah still uses the word aser and doesn't use the word onish karis. That's a shaila of Gemara. And the Gemara says no. Pachi kamar. What the Mishnah should be saying is, or the Brice are really commenting on the Mishnah, kishe amru aser. When the Mishnah used the word aser, lo amru ella b'kechatzi shir. It's only aser by chatzi shir. Aval kishir on, when there's a shir, when you have the kokosevis of eating and drinking, then the anush will be karis. That's the Brice adds on to the Mishnah. V'yafal pish anush karis, even though the onish is karis, ein onish karis ella ochel v'shosiv osem malacha bilvad. That onish karis only applies to those first three, eating, drinking, and doing malacha. So that's how we first reading of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about chatzi shir, and that's why it says aser. That's the understanding of the Mishnah. But then the Gemara says, which is what Seth suggested before, Ibai same alternatively, ki katani aser ashara. When the word aser was used in the Mishnah, it wasn't going on achil v'shasiya and doing malacha. It wanted to use a word that applied to all of them. Aser applies when it comes to rechitza, nesicha, nil sasando, there's no anush karis to speak of. Aser would be the only appropriate word to be used. So that's why the Mishnah used aser. Not to say that there's no onish karis. Of course there's onish karis by eating and drinking in malacha. We use aser because it's referring to the other malachas, the other isurim. So then the Gemara says, the Tanu Rabba Rav Yosef Bishar Sifrei, that they learned in other Sifrei de Beirav. What's Sifrei de Beirav? So you see Rashi, five narrow lines up, Shar Sifrei, Delav Toras Kahanim, Sefer Vayidaber Ve'ilodvar. The different Medrash halachas that we have. So what's the Medrash halacha called on Vayikra? It's called Toras Kohanim. It's also referred to as Sifram. Sifra is singular. It's one Sefer. The Sifri or the Sifrei, however you want to pronounce it, refers to the Medrash on Bamidbar Dvarim, which goes together. Sifrei is two. They're multiples. So in the Sifrei, the Medrash on Bamidbar Dvarim of Beirav, they ask, they had the following drasha. Minayin liyom ha-kipurim she'asr b'ruchitza b'sicha v'nitza sandal b'tashv shamita. How do you know that these things are aser? Tamilomar Shabbason Shavus. Shabbason Shavus, the Pasuk says, Shabbos Shabbason, Hilachem. So Shabbason means Shavus, that these things you also have to rest, you have to refrain from as well, that there's an iser. So these other things are aser as well. Now the question becomes, we're going to see, we're not going to go through the Ian, but there's a massive achlokas we've shown him, whether everyone agrees that Achila, Shasiya, and Mlacha are aser midiraisa. What about Rechitza, Nisa Sandal, and Sicha, and Tashvish Shemitah? Are those also Aser Midiraisa or Aser Midirabanan? So from this presentation here, it sounds like it's a real drasha. Shabbason. It's an Aser Midiraisa. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi four narrow lines down, the last four narrow lines, he writes, Shabbason Gavi Inui Ksiv, in the context of Inui Yom HaKippurim, V'chihechi de Shabbason Ha'amor B'Shabbos. Just like the word Shabbason is used by Shabbos, it's asmechu beirabanan shar malachos. They used it as an asmachta, not their isa, as an asmachta to indicate other isurim, shlohaya b'mishkan, other things such as muksa perhaps, or perhaps achana, if you understand achana to be the rabbanan, or you know, not riding a horse, or swimming, things like that, where only a isurim are the rabbanan, ve'ena malacha gemura, Hachanami here too also by Yom Kippur, Shabbason de Gavi Inoy dechsiv Shabbason hulachem, v'nisem lahosiv al Inoy achila v'shasiyah kasi, to add on to the already existing Yisurim. Sounds like from Rashi that the Yisurim are only midirbanan. There are other Rashi later on, we'll see hopefully, that indicate that it's actually Issim midiraisa. There seem to be steers within Rashi, whether they're dirbanan or deraisa, but clearly this Rashi holds that the other Yisurim are only midirbanan. Gemara now, the two dots says Gufa. Chatzi Shir Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTorah. That's the machlokas we saw in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTorah, very important line right now. Why is it Aser Min HaTorah, Chatzi Shir? Kiven de Chazi Litzerufei Yisura Ka'achil. Since it has the ability to add to, if I have more to eat, so I have half a olive or half a kokosevis, since I can eat the other half, that's enough to make it Aser. Let me ask you the question. Let's say it's mamish towards Tzeis and Yom Kippur. There's not enough time for me to have that last chatzi shir. I just have a half a kokosevis. It's impossible for me to have the other half. Will there still be an issur min haTorah according to Rabbi Yochanan? What's the answer?
Low plug?
Machlokas achon. Minchas chinuch and talk about this. Some say the chatzi that's terufei is a din of the cheftza. The fact that this chefza has the ability, even though lamaisa can, the chefza itself has the ability to connect to some other chefza, that makes it aser min haTorah, even though lamaisa I can't. Others say, no, this actually depends on the gavra. If I lamaisa can't eat it, because the time runs out, then there will not be an iser min haTorah according to Rabbi Yochanan. Then Reish Lakish says, Amar mutir min haTorah achila amar rachman avaleka. You need a maisa achila. And eating a half a shear is not considered a maisa achila, and therefore he thinks it's completely mutter min haTorah. So asks the Gemara now, Eisive, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is asked the question, Ein li ela kol sheyeshna ba'onish yeshna bazhara. I only know things that are also that have a karis, which means if I have a shear kazayas or kokoseves, that's aser. But what about something that's bazhara, which is just a la ba'alma? What does that mean? Koi, what's a koi? One of these animals, we don't know what it is, whether it's a chai or a behema. The chatzi shir, hol ve'enu ba'onesh, yachol enu ba'azhara. Since these things, there's no onesh karis here. Now, what's the context of this discussion? They're talking about chaylev. You look at Rashi, two Y lines down, really go three Y lines down. Rashi says, gave chaylev. There are certain fats on the animals that are aser. To eat, it's a chi of karis for eating chaylev. Now, anyone know which animals it applies to? Behemoth or chayas? Behemoth. So behemoth, there's iser chaylev, but in chaylev doesn't apply to a chaya. Wild animal like a deer, there's no chaylev that's aser to be eaten. But on a behemoth, like a cow, then the chaylev is aser and there's a chi of karis. So a koi, which we don't know if it's a behemoth or a chaya, it's a safek. You don't get karis on that because we don't know what the status is. Is it a behemoth or is it a chaya? So let's say it's a chati shir of chaylev, less than the shir. There's no karis there either, but maybe there shouldn't be an iser either. Tamalomer, the Gemara says, kol chaylev. It's kol chaylev, all chaylev, including even chati shir is aser. So what do you see from here? We see chati shir is aser min haTorah. There's a pasuk that says kol chaylev. So Reish Lakish answers, no, that drush of kol chaylev is really midirabanan, the cross machta ba'alma. That's not a real source. That's an asmachta. But really, chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah. And he says, hachanami mistavra. It has to be that way. It's very logical to say that it's only talking about an ismachta. Why? Because these hakadaitach deraisa. If you really think the drush of kol is really a deraisa limud, koi sveikahu. Itzir kral lasuyi sveika. I mean, the Torah knows that a koi, whether it's a chai or a behemoth, we don't know what it is. But Hashem knows whether it's a wild animal or not a wild animal. So why do you need the word kol to include that a koi is also asrti? The Torah knows. We don't know.
We never knew.
It seems that we, I'm not sure, never. Right now, we don't know. Unclear whether we ever knew at all. But certainly in the Torah, there's no stopping in the eyes of Hashem. So we don't know the answer to it right now. So why would the Torah come to use the word kol to include a koi, which the Torah has no suffix about? It's just us that has a suffix. So therefore, this whole drasha must only mean midirabon. It's an asmach de ba'alma. If that's your only problem because the koi, lo yirio, that's not such a problem actually. Because kasavri, koi, is really a birya b'fnei atzmahi. The Gemara talks about it a few places, quotes this Mishnah, that either it's a chaya, or it's a behemoth, we don't know, or really maybe it's both, or maybe it's neither. It's its independent category. Not that there's a suffix in the Torah, it's just, it's an own category. It's not a chaya, nor is it a behemoth, it's both. So the Torah knows what it is, but it's not categorized as anything. So therefore, the Torah has to include that koi also is subject to the lachas of chaylev, and it could be still a real drasha to prove that just like koi is aser min haTorah, so too chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. Because di lo tema hachi, if you don't say it this way, had amar Rav Idi bar Avin, af kol asuye koi, koi sveiku. It's a krali buri sveika. So, and in regarding another context, Rashi refers to here, referring to the eating of the blood. So when it comes to blood, look at Rashi. Rashi says, had amar Rav Idi bar Avin, bekrisis beperek dam shchita, af kol asuye koi. Tikatasani hasam kol dam lo sechlu lo flu behema. You can't eat the blood of a bird, you can't eat the blood of a behemoth. What about the blood of a koi? We don't know what a koi is. So the Gemara says the pasuk kol comes to include it. So just like it includes koi there because it's viewed as a birya b'fnei atzmo, so to by chaylev it's viewed as a birya b'fnei atzmo and you need the word kol to include it. And therefore again, it's unclear, so that's Rabbi Yochanan's kasha to Reish Lakish. It sounds like that chatzi shir in fact is aser min haTorah for the fact that kol needs to include it. Okay, Gemara now quotes of Rice and Amr Beis, the two dots. Actually, they don't have two dots here. I have a period in my Gemara. I don't know if you have that. Tanur Rabbanan, the Rice says, Tanu es nafsho seichem, you have to afflict yourself in Yom Kippur. Yachol yashu b'chama o b'tzina kadei shi'etzdar. Maybe you should go out of your way. Go sit in the sun on Yom Kippur, or this year it's going to be probably a little cold. Go sit in the cold and get uncomfortable. Tamalomer, v'kol melacha lo sase, all melacha don't do. What's the connection to melacha in the very same pasuk? Ma melacha shevi al tase, af inoy nefesh shevi al tase. Just like melacha means don't do, means sit back and do nothing. So to the inoy means sit back and do nothing. It doesn't mean go up and put yourself in an uncomfortable position. Shevi al tase, sit back, don't do work. Sit back and get inoy. Afflict yourself through eating and drinking, but not through actively doing something uncomfortable. So then the Gemara says, so again, ma melacha shevi al tase, af inoy nefesh shevi al tase. Sit back and just get afflicted in that way. Vema, maybe you should say, heich the yasa b'shimsha, when you're sitting in the sun, v'chaimla, and it gets very hot for you, lo namele kum tuv betula, maybe we shouldn't say get up and sit in the shade. Let's say you happen to be sitting in the sun. The clouds disperse, and now the sun starts coming down on you really hard, and it's getting very, very hot. Maybe we should say, shevi al tase, stay in the sun and afflict yourself. So the Gemara says, no. Again, namele kum tuv betula, go sit in the shade, yasa betula v'karle, or you're sitting in the shade, we don't say stay in the shade and get cold, we don't say that. So lo namele kum tuv b'shimshen, go sit in the sun then, we don't say that way. Do me the melacha, just like the melacha. Ma melacha lo chalkas ba, af inoy lo tachlak ba. Just like by melacha, there's no distinction. We say, shevi al tase across the board. So whatever the melacha is of not doing work, so too, by inoy, it's across the board. Meaning, it can't be, if you're sitting in the sun, then stay there. But if you're not sitting in the sun, don't go out of your way. It has to be something that's going to be equal, no matter where you are, such as rechitza and sicha and things like that, that are not dependent on circumstances.
To sit still? To stay seated?
In the sun, though. Meaning, if the real inoy nefesh definition was sitting in the sun, so we already said it can't be go sit in the sun. So sotu can mean stay in the sun if you happen to be in the sun. That's not going to be the same idea because it changes depending on context.
You sit in the sun the whole time. Or you just sit still the whole time.
So what inoy nefesh means, it can't mean sun or cold, heat or cold. What it means is something else. What's inoy nefesh, it must be referring to not to eat and not to drink. Something that's, no matter where you are, it's going to be the same. Okay, the Gemara says, Tani idach, the other Brisa says, Tanu es nafsho seichem, you should afflict yourself. Yachol yashu b'chama o b'tzina v'yitztar. Similar Brisa, maybe you should go out of your way, sit in the sun or in the cold and get uncomfortable. Tamalomar v'chol melacha lo sasu. Connecting to melacha like we saw above. Ma melacha davar shechayavim alav b'machum acher. Slightly different drasha. Just like melacha is something that's chayv elsewhere, namely Shabbos. Af inu nefesh shechayavim alav b'machum acher. Must be an inu nefesh which you're chayv elsewhere. What type of inu nefesh are you chayv elsewhere? Eze zeh. Zeh pigel v'nosar. So, pigel v'nosar. What's pigel v'nosar? Pigel is if I have a, bring a carbon. And I have a machshava to bring the carbon, or eat the carbon a day later than I'm allowed to. Or to eat it outside the area where I'm allowed to. That's pigel. That disqualifies the carbon. And I can't eat that carbon. And nosar, what's nosar? Leftover, right? I leftover meat beyond the time I'm allowed to eat it. So it's aser to eat those foods. So that's an iser eating elsewhere. So too, by Yom Kippur, it's aser. The inu nefesh is not to eat in Yom Kippur either. So then the Gemara says, according to this logic, avi pigel v'nosar shein b'karis. Okay, maybe it's only aser to eat pigel v'nosar on Yom Kippur because it's an iser karis to eat those things in general. V'lo avi esa tevel shein b'karis. But let's say tevel, which is fruits that are not tithed yet. I haven't taken Truman and Meiser yet on it. Maybe that I'm allowed to because the iser is not so severe. Tamalomer tanu v'nisim es nafsho seichem. It says double lashon v'inoy that even tevel is going to be us as well. Reba. So now the Gemara says fine. Avi atevel shehu b'misa. So I'll include tevel where there's an iser misa for someone to eat tevel. V'lo avi es nevela sheina b'misa. But to eat nevela, animal that wasn't shechted properly, that's only a lav, maybe that would be permitted on Yom Kippur. Tamalomer tanu v'nisim es nafsho seichem reba. Coming to include even nevela. Fine, so then avi es a nevela. I'll include now nevela shu balav. But velo avi es a chulin shena balav. I won't include chulin, which is, there's no lav to eat chulin, of course. So maybe I can eat chulin on Yom Kippur. Tamalomer tanu v'nisim es nafsho seichem riba. Coming to include even chulin. Fine, so now avi a chulin. So I'll include even, it's also to eat chulin on Yom Kippur. Shena b'kumacha. There's no requirement to eat the chulin. But v'lo avi esat chuma, but I won't include chuma shibakumachel. Chuma, there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat the chuma. So maybe there's a mitzvah, maybe that would be allowed on Yom Kippur. Tamalomer, tanu v'nisim esnaf shoseichem riva, come to include even chuma. So now the Gemara says, avi esat chuma she'ena bebal tosiru v'lo avi. Maybe I'll include chuma, that I can't eat chuma, because if I don't eat today, I could eat it tomorrow. There's no time limit on eating the chuma. But maybe I shouldn't include the kachim, karbanos. Maybe I should be allowed to eat kachim in Yom Kippur, because not only is there a mitzvah to eat kachim, I have a time limit. It's more urgent. I need to eat it as soon as possible. Because of that urgency, maybe I should be allowed to eat that on Yom Kippur. Tamil lomar, tanu v'nisim asaf shoseichem riba, coming to include all forms of eating, from the worst isurim to the greatest mitzvahs of eating, they are all asur on Yom Kippur.
Why do we have to go step by step? Why don't we just say everything right away?
And the Gemara does do this.
Each step, it's the same.
Yeah,
language.
The Gemara does this a few places, and they're not different drushas either. It's the same drusha. Right. You can't use multiple drushas from the same word. I'm not sure why it's building it in that way. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Usually they bring a different pasuk.
Yeah, they do. A few times the Shas does do things like that. It could be just to build something up. I'm not sure what the Hava means. I understand, because there are different distinctions between each of them. But if you just give the last one, just give the final blow of the Echol Kachim, then Mimele, you're including all the ones that are less than it. I don't know. It's a good question. Then the Medrash continues and says, Vim nafshech lomer, if you're going to ask a certain question. So then I'll bring another source, how we know that it's also to eat in Yom Kippur. Because haray, but by the way, the pasuk doesn't say anywhere lo soch in Yom Kippur, and we'll see why later on in the parak why that is. It doesn't say anywhere about achila in Yom Kippur. It says v'nisim asnaf shoseichem, which we're defining to mean eating, but it doesn't say achila anywhere by Yom Kippur. So if you want to ask a question from that first limud we just brought, so haray you omer, I'll bring you a second limud why inoy is referring to achila, because the pasuk says v'havati es nefesh hahi. So I'm going to cause a loss of nefesh. I'm going to cause kares for that inui. If you don't keep the inui, it's going to lead to havadiyas nefesh. Inui shu avedas nefesh. It must be some inui that leads to avedas nefesh. Ve'ezezeh ze'achila v'shesir. Eating and drinking, what I think the drasha is, if you don't eat and drink, it's something that's necessary for you to live, for the nefesh not to be lost. So that's the type of inui, eating and drinking. So Gemara wants to know, as it always asks, Im nafshach lomar, my bim nafshach lomar. What's the shaila we could have asked on the first limud that we needed to bring a second limud? V'chi teima ba rayos kamishtaikra. Maybe you're going to say v'nisim esnaf shoseichem is referring to rayos, referring to that there's an iser of tashmish amita. That's what it's referring to. And look at Rashi. Rashi on halfway down the page. He says, teima, maybe the inui is referring to ba rayos kamishtaikra. Kolomar inui de tashmish kamishtaikra. When it says inui in the pasuk is referring to the iser of tashmish. The tashmish nami ikri inui, as we'll see later on, daf ayin zayin, and nothing to do with eating and drinking. That's why we say harehu omer, back to the Gemara. That's why we say vavati anefesh inui sheyesh ba vedes nefesh veize ze achila vishesia. That's how we know inui nefesh is referring to eating and drinking is aser midiraisa on Yom Kippur. Okay, Gemara now says the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. It taught the Brisa Nemar Kan Inoy. It says here by Yom Kippur Inoy v'Nemar Lahalan Inoy. It says elsewhere Inoy as well. Where's later on? Look at Rashi Nemar Lahalan Inoy v'Yancha v'Yerivecha. Right, what's that talking about? That he afflicted us and caused us to go.
None.
What?
It's not
by the man. Right, exactly. So it talks about there Inoy and starving. So Malahalan Inoy Ravon, just like there's the Inoy of being starved, Afkan Inoy Ravan, so too by Yom Kippur, referring to the Inoy of being starved. V'nelef, so why are we using that limud? Now, it's important to know, we know the Gzer Shava, what's the concept? Ein Adam Don Gzer Shava Mi'atzmo, Ela Mirabo. A person cannot create his own Gzer Shavas unless he has a Mesorah from his Rebbe. His Rebbe from Har Sinai, from Kabbalah Torah, from Moshe Rabbeinu, passed down what the Gzer Shavas are. I can't create my own Gzer Shavas. So why do we have so many times, as we're about to see here as well, the Gemara says, why do you make the Gezer Shava to that place? Maybe you should use a different source for the Gezer Shava, using the same words. So what's the answer? The Ramban writes in the Shrashim, on the Rambam, that the few types of Gezer Shavas that we have. Some Gezer Shavas, we're not told every detail. Sometimes we're told which words can be used, but it's up to us to figure out where to apply it, and what halachas to learn. So not everything is crystal clear as the Mesorah. We have certain details. Sometimes Ramban writes, we know what halacha is being learned, but we don't know which words are being used to teach halacha, so we have to figure out which words are being used. But there's always something that's left out of the Gezeirah Shavah. We don't have the full picture. So that's what the Gemara says here. Why are we taking the word Inoy to learn it from Ravon? Maybe Nalef, we should learn it from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, May im tanes b'nosai, the pasuk says, again, the whole pasuk here in a second, im tanes b'nosai v'im tikach nashim, referring to the deal with Yaakov and Shechem, this is Lavan, I think, actually. Lavan, right at the end of the parsha, he says to Yaakov, be careful, don't afflict my daughters. So it says, again, with the im tanes b'nosai, if you afflict my daughters, and that's referring to Tashmish Amita there. That should really be the limit. The Gemara says, no, Dunan inoy derabim miinoy derabim vein dunan inoy derabim inoy deyachid. We want to use two comparable inoys. Inoy of Yom Kippur is inoy of the tzibur, and also inoy of the food if they're starving was the tzibur of Klai Yisrael with the man. But the inoy of Yaakov and his wives, that's a deyachid. So that's not the same type of that's not parallel, and therefore we can't use that as a source. Then the Gemara asks, v'neilef miinoy demitzrayim, which was certainly derabim. That's referring to what's Prishas Derech Eretz? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, but referring to Tashmish Amita. So that's either way another context of Inoy Derabim, so that should be the Limud. And Inoy and Yom Kippur should be maybe Tashmish Amita, not eating. So then the Gemara says, fine. Ela danin inoy bide shemayim mi inoy di bide shemayim ve'ein danim inoy bide shemayim mi inoy bide adam. The comparison is, Yom Kippur is an inoy that Hashem told us to do. And the man is the case where Hashem afflicted upon us. So those are comparable. Both came from Bidei Shemayim. But Mitzrayim, although it's inoy derabim, it was afflicted, it came about from the Bnei Adam, and therefore it's not comparable, not usable as a Gezeirah Shavah. Let's do the last few lines, and then we'll stop. Gemara quotes a pasuk now. The pasuk says, Hamachilcha man bamidbar, leman anoscha. Gemara skipped a few psukim here, a few words there. The one who gave man in the midbar, and in order to afflict you. So what does this mean? Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chalamar, Eino Dome Mishesh Lapas Pasalo, Mishain Lapas Pasalo. As great as a matana as it was receiving the bread and the man, they didn't have a guarantee the next day it will come. Meaning they trusted in Hashem, but there was no food in front of them. Having an empty refrigerator, it's very settling. So that was the inoy. Each day they had to hope that Hashem will bring the man back. They didn't have anything to save. That's the inoy by giving the man. The Chad Amar, the other one said, Eino dome mishe roav ochel, mishe eino roav ochel. Eino dome, the presentation of food is also very important. That's what they point out. The way you get it at the wedding, you get it at the restaurant, the way they present it is also very important. So they didn't really see, they saw just a piece of dough. It tasted like pizza, but it didn't look like pizza. So they didn't have the full effect of the taste. Therefore, it's somewhat of an inoy for them as well. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Amar Rav Yosef Mikan Remez L'Sumim She'Ochlin Ve'Nim Svei." Here's a raya that a suma eats, but they never get satisfied because since they can't see the food, they don't have that full satisfaction of eating. Amar Abaye says, "Hilchach." Therefore, man de islay sudasa lo lichle ela biyumama. Therefore, when a person has a suda, he should really wait for the daytime so he could see what he eats to really satiate him the most.
Suma a blind person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. He made this very good. He made a statement. He could appreciate this. Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, Mikra, what's a pasuk that teaches us this? Because everything is in a pasuk. You don't just make up these things. There's psukim that teaches these things. So Reb Zeira says, Mikra, what's the pasuk? To mari naim meholch nefesh. The pasuk tells us in Koheles, better the one who sees than the one who walks the nefesh. So you see the importance of riyas naim. I'm not sure how this connects to eating, but I guess nefesh is usually the part of the body that takes in the achila. So the enayim, the eyes, help satiate the nefesh.
Right, to the inoy.
To the inoy. That seeing helps satisfy a person. But without seeing it, it's going to be an inoy. Exactly. So then Amar Reish Lakish says, Tov mare enayim b'isha yosim igufa shel ma'isa. Better seeing the woman than the actual ma'isa of Tashmish. Shenemar, he quotes the same pasuk in Koheles, Shenemar tov mare enayim mihalach nefesh. And that's the raya. Okay, we will stop here. Long, intense stuff, but Mirza Shem, this will be a strong start to the next few weeks of learning this parak.